Negotiations between Democrats and Republican leaders over the next coronavirus economic relief bill may reach a stalemate. Democrats have a $3 trillion economic relief plan on the table. It passed the House 10 weeks ago. Republicans have just unveiled a much slimmer $1 trillion plan. But there's no consensus in the party over it. New York Democrat Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
They don't have any plan that can pass the Senate. So we just, they're tied in a total knot because of the disunity in their caucus, because of their inability to gather votes, because the president says one thing one day and says another thing the other day.
Republicans did signal a willingness to approve a modest package to prevent a $600 weekly unemployment benefit from expiring Friday, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi roundly rejected that approach as meager, all but forcing Republicans back to the negotiating table. President Donald Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, says it's on Democrats' hand if no agreement is reached. He says President Trump has a list of priorities.
You know, the president wants to make sure that we take care of unemployment insurance that is set to expire this week, as well as making sure that those that may face evictions from rentals and mortgages, that they're protected in these uncertain times. In talking to Speaker Pelosi and Senator Schumer, they don't appear to be in a negotiating mood. In fact, if anything, I think they're more entrenched now than they were, you know, even a week ago. And so I'm not optimistic.
There's deep divisions between what Democrats propose and the HEROES Act and what Republicans are proposing in the HEALS Act. The Democrats' HEROES Act would extend a $600 weekly jobless boost for the unemployed and extend a moratorium on evictions. It also includes $1 trillion in funding for state and local governments, which have been clamoring for a stimulus, both Democrat and Republican. The Republican HEALS Act includes no money for states or cities, no eviction moratorium. It would reduce the amount of additional unemployment aid to the jobless, but give more school funding, though the money's tied to schools that open for in-person classes at least half-time during the pandemic, and some of that funding would go to charter and private schools. It also adds $30 billion to the Pentagon and nearly $2 billion to build a new FBI building, which has caught the ire of New York Democrat Representative Hakeem Jeffries.
It is dead on arrival. It is a non-starter. Half the Senate Republicans don't even seem to support the Senate Republican coronavirus bill. We are in a situation in this country where things aren't getting better. They are getting worse. Emergency unemployment benefits scheduled to expire in 2 days, and the Republicans want to cut those benefits by $400 per week. It should shock the conscience. That is not an adequate response. It's an inhumane, cruel, cold-hearted response.
The moratorium on evictions of those who cannot pay their rent due to economic impacts from the coronavirus and the $600 weekly additional unemployment benefits to the jobless are set to end this week. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KPFA.